USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation on Monday for the first time since the Taliban captured the Afghan capital of Kabul over the weekend. The president admitted his administration was caught off guard by the quick collapse of the Afghan security forces, but said he stands behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the country.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there.
And Tropical Storm Fred made landfall Monday afternoon along the coast of the Florida Panhandle near Cape San Blas, Florida. The storm moved inland, bringing sustained winds of 60 miles an hour and heavy rains to the Panhandle and southwest Georgia. More than 7 inches of rain were recorded in Panama City, Florida, and flooding has been reported across the Panhandle. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.